What's good, everybody? Robin E here, back on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. As always, appreciate y'all for tuning in with me on this episode and every episode that I drop. Make sure you are following Pillow Talk Podcast on Facebook and my IG, Robin E93. Make sure you're following me on YouTube, dropping some more videos this week as well. There is an interview I just did on there with Tia Moore, an amazing artist. She just dropped her single, Ready for Love, and it is blazing up the charts right now. So make sure you guys tune in and check that out. Subscribe to Robin Yvette. Hit the notification button so you can get the exclusive on all of the interviews. Okay. I have been doing a lot of things. Multitasking, fulfilling my dreams, you know, living life. And as I've transitioned to this next state of my life, I have valued privacy so much more. And I'm not saying it as if I'm such a big celebrity already, because I'm not. But hey, we got to manifest that shit. Now that I'm out more in the public, both in the community and in the media world, my business, my life, everything has been catapulted. And I'm happy that I made this private transition a few months back, so that now it's like second nature for me to withhold some things from the public. I feel like we overlook the objective of privacy and keeping some things to ourselves, not really thinking of the benefit of keeping those things to ourselves and how it adds to our overall happiness. But it really does. And what people don't know, they cannot ruin. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now. Privacy is so important to your overall health and happiness. And if you think it's not, reevaluate what makes you happy in your life. And out of those things that make you happy, were those things you felt you needed to share with the world? Or was that something that internally made you happy? We live in a time where nothing is considered real unless the internet sees it. Are we really living for ourselves or for the validation of others? For as long as I can remember, there's always been this underlying sense of validation that people need from other people. But being private about certain things can help you grow and it can elevate you. Okay? All right? Privacy was something of value. Things, you know, that once were sacred are open and they're belittled and they're devalued. The biggest con of being too open is not seeing the overall or long-term effects that it can possess. Initially, I've always been a very open person, which hasn't always worked in my favor. Being open has taught me what? For one, it's taught me that people don't, you know, really care, or they're not really happy for you. Okay? Now, I'm not saying don't ever tell whenever good things happen. But sometimes when you express too much of your happiness or too much of your life, you begin to see that people don't really give a fuck about you and they don't really give a fuck about what you're doing. Another thing I've learned about being too open is that enemies come with smiles and handshakes. Okay? It ain't your best friend. I mean, it ain't, you know, the motherfucker down the street you gotta worry about. It's your best friend that's coming to your door. It's the people that do know everything that you're putting out there in the world sometimes, and they use that to their advantage. So you do have to be wary about the people that you express certain things with, because you never know what type of ill intentions they may have. Another thing that it's taught me is that perception is everything. People, especially men, felt that they knew me or my life because of what I was posting online, because of what I was allowing people to see. Same thing goes for me looking at other people, looking at other men or looking at other women and seeing this, you know, alternative universe perception of this person and now using it biasly to dictate who they are in the real world. When we all know we're not always who we are on the internet all the time. That's just the reality of it. I've lost a few people, you know, who had always been toxic due to me being too open, felt that I was being too elaborate, felt that I was telling too much of my shit, and I was gloating about it versus being genuinely happy for me. And the last thing I feel like it taught me was that my confidence level became affected. I became more self-conscious due to me being too open with the world. Now, I've never been ugly. Let me just throw it out there, damn it. But I've never felt like I was the prettiest girl ever. I've never felt like I was the prettiest girl in the county or, you know, in my town or in the state or anything like that. And there's things about me that I don't like, and there's things about me that I would change if I had the opportunity to change. But I've learned to love myself. I've learned to accept who I am and use these things to my advantage. But because I was too open at a certain point in time, I definitely struggled with self-perception. And that's something that I don't really elaborate on, because as you know, see me, or if you know me now, you'd be like, oh, you know, you're so confident and, you know, you're very sure of yourself. But it took me transitioning from being more private in order for that confidence to bloom fully. Real shit. Real shit. I feel like we all think that we need to always let people know what's going on. And this can be relationships, friendships, family, everything. And sometimes that's a wear and tear on our internal energy and our internal self. Feeling like you have to always express everything can be stressful to you, and it can create a sense of anxiety within yourself. In addition to me being too open, you know, online, as far as the social media aspect goes, in real life, I feel like I was too loud in past relationships, which resulted in a type of destruction that happened. So basically, before the past couple months, I, you know, was single, doing my thing, living my life. And I was very open about what I wanted in a man, the type of man I wanted, what I want a man to do, et cetera, et cetera. So I, you know what I'm saying, I was doing my date thing, you feel me, this year and last year, you know what I'm saying, swimming in pods, checking the options out there. And no man really has ever made the commitment to be something serious with me. I've had a few possibles, but nothing as solid as what I'm dealing with now. So there was a point in time where I was talking to multiple men, okay? I was fucking one man, and I was just hanging out with two other ones. There was a gathering that happened here locally a while back, and I was put in a situation to where I saw all of the niggas, you know what I'm saying, in one area. And it was a movie moment for a second. My anxiety was up. I was sweating a little bit. I was just overwhelmed. But I had always been open about what I was doing, and I had always been open about where I stood with this man, or where I stood in general on my principles when dating men. If you're not going to take the necessary steps for us to be exclusive, then hey, every man for himself. But all of these niggas was shooting a shot that day. I mean, all of them didn't care in that moment, you know, if the other nigga was there or whatever the case was. She doing her thing. She woo woo. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go see if she'll leave with me tonight or whatever the case may be. So what that taught me in that situation was that I have devalued myself because I was too open. And I'm not speaking as far as passing a pussy around, because I wasn't passing a pussy around. I was fucking one man. But I am a vibrant woman, and I strongly believe in sexual liberation and the freedom to date. And I always like to get to know men before we go to that next level anyway. So because, you know, I had hung out with this guy, that guy, they all felt like they had an equal, you know, opportunity to be with me in that moment. Versus me, I didn't even want to be there with any of the niggas. You know what I'm saying? I was there trying to get on a whole nother nigga. You feel me? Whole time, end up getting on the whole other nigga that was there because I just kind of blew all of them off because fuck y'all. This nigga turns out to be a whole motherfucking creep. But I feel like a big part of that was me being too open about the type of sexual things that I want versus all of the other things that I want in a man. So in that situation, it was a slap in the face for me. And it really made me reevaluate, one, the type of things that I say online, and two, the type of men that I entertain. Period. Okay, period. Losing friends. I lost a friend that was, I wouldn't say super close to me, but we were pretty cool. We were pretty close. And a big part of us falling out was me being too open about being friends with everybody. I've never been someone that's like, oh, I ain't gonna hang out with them because they lame or they broke or they weird. I've never been like that. Anybody that's grown up with me knows that I'm cool as fuck, and I pretty much know everybody because I've never been a judgmental type of person. However, you do run across certain people that feel that the principle always matters, and I ain't shitting on that. Stand on your shit, stand on your principles. But again, you're not going to coerce me to follow your principles when that's not who I am. But because I was so open about these other friendships, this person felt like I was phony, felt like I was being fake, whatever, versus me just being 100 about the situation. So in that instance, I felt like me being too open caused me to really recognize a toxic person in that situation, which was beneficial to me. But it also made me realize that you don't always need to announce everybody that you're associated with, because now that's going to put a stigma on you because of the altercation that person and that person has. You know what I'm saying? Even if it has nothing to do with you, which the situation didn't. It was just a simple fact of me being cool with this person and that person. I wanted to remain neutral. And in that instance, I had to just, you know, leave that friendship. So again, being too open sometimes I feel like can cause a riffraff in your love life and your friendship situations, your home situation, your work situations. It can really change the dynamic. Private life became a happy life. Okay. So after dealing with all of the shenanigans that I had been dealing with over the past couple years due to me being too open, really this past year, I started to find myself, find my purpose, find my goals, you know, and who I really wanted to be in life, which caused me to shift in the way that I moved and maneuvered. And it caused me to be more private, to be more low key. My mindset shifted as far as to how I was going to be perceived in the world. Now that I am, you know, a media person and I'm trying to elevate my life, both, you know, business-wise, career-wise, personally, I find that I go through these moments where I have to isolate myself from the world. I have to take a moment to quiet down. I have to take a moment to turn off my phone, turn off the internet, turn off all these other distractions that can hinder my privacy. You understand what I'm saying? And really take a moment to evaluate what makes me happy internally. What can I do right now that makes me happy that I don't need validation from anybody else to do? This is what I'm going to do. So I started slowly transitioning the things that I posted, the places that I went, the people that I talked to, and just kind of, you know, clean the plate in a sense. You know what I'm saying? I kind of cleaned that plate in a sense. For me, it was a cleansing moment where I was able to reevaluate some personal issues that I had within myself that I feel like hindered my privacy initially. And one of the main things that I was able to discover about myself in that cleansing was my trust issues with men and how that affected my relationships. Not to say that I'm perfect, because I'm not. And I take fault for only one relationship that did not work. But through the relationships, there are things, because of my trust issues, I feel hindered us evolving, hindered me growing with these other men because I just couldn't get over certain hurdles. I didn't get cheated on until after my college relationship. And that relationship was initially a friendship that turned into a fuck fest, that turned into dating, that turned into some whole other shit, you know? And I had never dealt with a man like that before, who was flashy, who was in the streets, who just always was into something. And initially I felt like, okay, you know, he into me. It's just me and him. We gonna do our thing. I didn't really need a lot of validation because I had always built a connection with whomever I was dealing with. But I started doubting myself and I started becoming self-conscious due to the fact that he was around other women. He'd be posting shit that insinuated that he wasn't fucking nobody. I wasn't being posted online. And I started feeling like I needed this validation. I need you to be more open about our relationship in order to solidify us, which is backwards as fuck. That's not how the shit's supposed to go, okay? So anytime you start feeling like that in your relationship, when you're feeling like they gotta post you or they gotta, you know, make it be known they're in a relationship, you need to take a step back and reevaluate the foundation that y'all have created prior to this relationship. And the foundation was shaky from the jump because, again, we hadn't went through a real talking dating phase. We were friends that just started fucking and then we started dating. So I felt like that hindered me really trusting him fully, not really taking the time to know him in that light versus the friendship light. But because I knew him as a friend, I knew what he was capable of doing, which resulted in me being self-conscious and resulted in me having trust issues. Now, as you can see, I don't ever really post guys or post anybody online anymore. And it's not really a sense of, oh, I'm scared, you know, somebody gonna say something about my nigga. But I don't need that type of validation anymore. You understand what I'm saying? I don't need to be that open anymore because in real life, it's there. In real life, it's popping. In real life, it's happening. You know what I'm saying? I just knew that at that moment, in that past relationship, that I had lost myself and I was searching for validation from other people about something that I was already supposed to know. Okay. So making the transition from being private, you know, or being open to being private really helped me solidify my trust issues and really helped me reevaluate when I really like a man, if he really likes me, you know, if we're really in it together, and do I really need this extra validation when we've already went through this road, you know what I'm saying? So that for me was a big discovery I was able to find when I took my peace and my privacy back into my life. And I was able to work on that. I was able to transform myself internally, which took some time, you know, to do. But I didn't want to bring that into my next situation or my next relationship or whatever the case may have been. I just didn't want to do that. And privacy, again, includes family, too. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be distant at times. I find now that I'm more into my life as far as business wise and socially and personally, I have created kind of an attachment. This is probably the earlier episodes of Pillow Talk, but I had done an episode on The Burden, which is one of the most listened to episodes on here. And it was really a moment of me highlighting the stress, you know, that young Black kids have when, you know, when they have to take care of their family, when they have to be the rock on their family, when you're a, you know, first generation college student within your immediate family, there's a lot of stress and pressure on you to be a certain way. And you have to kind of pick up the pieces and you have to kind of be that third parent to help them figure out what needs to be done. So now that I have made all of these things possible by myself, which I had to do in addition to taking care of my family, I was able to create a kind of distance between us. And it's a healthy distance. It's a private type of distance that I need in order for me to flourish fully in my life. You know what I'm saying? And in that instance, again, for me, it created a type of happiness internally that I didn't need to preach to the world about. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need to tell everyone that I had separated myself or I had, you know, taken some days to myself to get some distance. I just went ahead and did it. And honestly, this is probably the most peaceful I've been in a really, really long time. Not to say that I don't love my family, because I do love my family. They're my family. They're the only family that I got in the whole entire world. So I love them tremendously. But there's those toxic, you know, traits and entities that can hinder your happiness. And once I was able to identify that, once I took a moment to be private, I was able to kind of sever it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Cut that tie and really flourish how I needed to flourish. Protect your peace without disrupting any energy, okay? So don't feel like you have to just say, fuck everyone, block everyone, delete all your social, and just go hiatus. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. If that's what you want to do in a moment, hey, do what you need to do in that moment. But you can protect your peace without disrupting any energy. It's very possible to do that, okay? Very possible to do that. Slowly distance yourself when you start to notice different mind state that you have. So if you're around people, family, friends, a person you dating, coworkers, whatever, and you talking about something and they're talking about something and you're seeing the conversation is not meshing, you're seeing your mind state is different from their mind state, eliminate yourself, back away slowly, excuse yourself from that circle, excuse yourself from that person, from that situation. You need to figure out how to sever that, because that should be a red flag to let you know you're thinking in a more peaceful mind state. You're thinking internal happiness. They're thinking destruction. So you need to sever that. And that can be as simple as dying down a conversation. Okay? People know how to take a hint. You can die down a conversation. You can stop hitting people up first. That's definitely one way to let a motherfucker know. And you can see how that goes. Simply tell them, hey, I'm busy. I need some time to do something that I'm doing right now. Detach the need to tell everyone everything, okay? So I know when happy things go on in life, we're so eager to run and tell the world and our family and our friends and our lovers and our coworkers and the little dog down the street, but everything doesn't have to be expressed, okay? Sometimes you can just give a piece of it. You ain't got to get a whole thing. You can just give them a little nibble. You ain't got to give them the whole thing. They don't need it. They're already full. You understand what I'm saying? And now you're about to get full off your shit. And you're still sharing. They don't even care because they don't need it. They don't want it. Or maybe they are hungry and they thirsty for some of your shit, hoping that you'll give them more. Now you are starving. Now you've given all of your energy. You've given your happiness away. Now, I ain't trying to get deep. Okay, but this is some real important shit. I'm talking about your peace, your energy, you understand? Your perseverance, your dignity, your integrity, all of these things that encompass privacy, which is a key trait of happiness. And if you think it doesn't matter, I'm telling you, reevaluate what makes you happy and how many times you went to share that with whomever and you received nothing in return from that, as far as energy wise or happiness wise or support wise. Okay. No outside interference. Why is your privacy relevant to your peace? So no outside interference that could misconstrue your deception of peace. So everybody has their own descriptions of happiness. Everybody has their own description of peace. Everybody has what they consider their perfect date or perfect picture. So don't let somebody else tell you how to be happy. Don't let somebody else tell you how to live your fucking life. Unless you just really live in a fucked up life, then you might need some help. Don't let somebody come in and disrupt you. You know what I'm saying? If you're going on a certain track and you're living in your purpose, walking in your truth, doing everything you need to do, don't let an outside interference disrupt you and distract you from that. Keep going. Disconclude that shit. Just dismiss it. Don't let that fuck you up. Happiness is where and how you make it. If anything disrupts that, remove it. We live in a copy and repeat. Learn to not follow and lead. Okay. So we live in this whole copy and repeat lifestyle, but we have to learn not to follow and lead. And a big part of leading is strategizing. Okay, it's strategizing, doing things that others wouldn't be aware of, coming out the woodworks with a whole idea that nobody even saw coming. Now you're the innovator. Now you've paved a road for others to follow. Okay. As I get close to 30 and more in depth again of my career, my personal life, I understand the notion of protecting my peace and not letting everyone in on the ride. It's essential to self-confidence and elevation. as I transcend into the next part of my life, which I call the come up, okay, I'm happy that I have solidified the circle of people now. I'm happy that I have separated certain things that need to be expressed, because I don't need anybody fucking up what I done built. You understand? I don't need nobody disrupting this piece here. Privacy is needed. Thank you for my TED talk. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously though, privacy is needed. It is very, very important and relevant to success and your overall happiness. Learn when to shut the fuck up. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Peace out.